This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Let's welcome in Willard and Dibs. It's the crossover.
The fellas.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Not much.
Johnny's got a favor.
Yeah? To ask us?
This is unique rejoin music.
Yeah, it is.
We don't usually play stuff like this. Is something amiss?
No, nothing's amiss.
Oh, okay.
This is like drug music.
From movies. Isn't it all?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah. You guys are usually laser focused on 95.7 The Game, but we have other stations here at our cluster.
Of course. No.
And one of them is Alice, home of Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah.
I'm on their show all the time.
Really?
Used to be. Less so now.
I love that.
When's the last time with them?
It's a great station.
I'm on with them constantly, yeah. Whenever there's a big Niner game especially, Vin will reach out and we'll do our little soft shoe.
Okay. All right. Anyway, they're having one of those, you know how sometimes you have an artist in the studio at a radio station for what they call an intimate gathering?
Yeah.
So I heard, listening to Alice the other day, and they have one of these intimate settings with Billy Idol.
Billy Idol.
Yeah, Billy Idol. Okay.
A secret location.
This isn't one of those where you get the name wrong and it's actually, you know, Billy Idol or something.
Well.
Because you had a history of names going against you.
No doubt. And.
Wow.
So I was just like, I like Billy Idol. But the idea of seeing a legitimate artist in front of a handful of people. Now that appeals to me.
That's special.
So I started.
You're getting to do this?
Well, I started to make inquiries.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Now we have a little bit of a problem.
Did inquiries lead to inroads?
I think so.
He's about to find
out.
Then
have a great time. Just be home by midnight.
Okay. So
yeah,
get this.
The issue is that it's at a location it's going to take me a little while to get there. Not a long time.
What's a little while?
15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That doesn't sound like much of a problem.
Well, so I've done some asking around, mm-hmm. and apparently the doors open to the event at 1:30.
1:30.
Okay.
It's a daytime
event?
Yeah.
This Saturday afternoon or something?
Tomorrow.
Wednesday?
Yeah. It's
Wednesday?
One of those intimate
settings. He's got a show that night.
Yeah. Gotcha. So this is going to do you a favor.
Exactly.
Small gathering. At 1:30.
Play for about 45 minutes or an hour, something
and
like that.
And hard to get tickets, but he's got one.
Well, right, right.
So the doors open at 1:30.
Doors open, man.
The doors close at 1:55, and he starts playing at 2, and then nobody can come in.
Oh, that's too bad that you have to work.
Yeah, it's a shame.
So,
man, that job getting in the way again.
So now the interesting thing is,
sorry to hear.
If I could get out of here at 1:42,
1:42,
the break before you guys come in. If there'd be any way you guys could handle a crossover without me, then I could go to this.
Okay,
this bucket list. Event.
I'd like to back up for a second.
Back that thing up.
I think that
was a four.
I think that you're making this up. I do not believe that there is a major name concert in the city at 1:30 in the afternoon on a Wednesday.
Okay.
That's not a thing.
Dibs.
Nobody does that.
Tell them about
How long have you guys been in the radio business?
Well, we've been a team for 4 years. I'm going on 30 years.
Yeah, 4 years old.
Since we've been in business, this is what we've been doing.
Were you at our old building?
Yes.
Okay.
Not the old building.
No. But like the previous building to here.
Yes. The one that had a studio.
On Battery.
Like a music studio.
Yes.
Right. And periodically. Yes, they would
have artists
events
come in and perform
at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
But Alice is here. That doesn't take you 15 to 20 minutes to get
but
to it.
It's not here. It's at a secret location.
So then that's different. That's not at a radio station.
Right.
That's at a secret location.
That's right.
And I think you're making it up. What is it you actually need to do tomorrow? Why don't you just be real with us?
Oh, he really believes it.
Yeah. You got a doctor appointment you want to tell us about or something?
Doctor appointment would be easy.
Would it? Not all of them.
It's at 2 o'clock. Yeah. He's going to golf.
Daddy, you're blown away. He thinks you're pulling his chain.
Beautiful weather.
I don't think he thinks I'm pulling his chain.
I do.
I don't know. That sounds...
But what bothers me is, dude, you can leave at 1. The show don't stop because you're leaving.
Well, that was the thing.
We've got
that you had a better
life. That's where I was like, dude, you ain't that important.
Well, the other piece of it is, and this is where it strikes me personally, because this little thing that we do here from 1:48 to 2:12, and 2:12 on the dot, by the way, that's a half an hour of absolute greatness. And so, yeah, if you want to bag it, just tell me when you're going to do the make good.
Mm. Oh, I got
tell me when you're going to make up for the half an hour you're going to miss.
What
you
want to
do
what
Thursday and Friday?
I'll tell you
want to hold one till Monday?
I'll tell you what I'll offer you, Maltz.
Okay.
I'll offer you guys can back out of the Kansas City Chiefs bet.
No.
I have no interest in backing out of that.
No.
Have you already taken that loss?
None.
No.
Like, what?
Have you seen
I don't care if we lose. The worst thing that could happen was we buy a meal. Like, I want
to. All right.
I want to brag. I want to ride this out.
You made a big mistake.
Maybe.
You guys made a big mistake.
Maybe.
The Chiefs are back.
Their next three games are the Bills, Broncos, and Colts. Let's see what happens. They remain in third place today. So let's see what happens.
If they go 3-0 over the next three, then yeah, we're going to start making reservations.
What if they go 2-1, dude?
What if they go 0-3?
Yeah.
That's not happening.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
And the Mahomes gets hurt, dude.
Well, let's put it within a bet.
That's possible,
I bet they
too.
Don't go 0-3.
I tell you what, that's a nice first offer. I've got a counter. How about, because I got in the car yesterday, and breaking news. And you guys came on with the big announcement that Draymond Green and his podcast joined the Odyssey family. Mm. And I think that it's quite clear that through back channels, our station is trying to work with Draymond to find out when he would like to come on the station and make the announcement in person. We don't know when that's going to be yet, but should it fall between 10 and 2? That's a Willard and Dibs pre-record.
Mm. That can be a scoop and score right there.
Ain't no okay.
Oh, no.
Ain't no okay.
I got it mixed up.
That's a Willard and Dibs pre-record.
Oh, hell.
And then go ahead and enjoy your show.
You got to go through my bodyguard on that one.
You two need to figure that out.
Like,
that's our offer.
Can't do that one, Stoney. You got to come up with something.
And it looks like you've got about 23 hours of change to come up with an answer.
Yeah, go ahead and mull that one over.
Oh, man.
I remember the glee that... Goo had when we actually had Draymond on, when the three of us were a show.
That was the Subway interview.
Brought to you by Subway.
He still came on.
Right. And Goo quietly takes credit for it, even though it was a corporate tie-in. But I don't know if the station's had him on since then.
No, he has not been on since.
Yeah. So, I figure if he comes on at about 12:20, we'll do a nice 20 minutes down the hall, and then we'll play it at 3:06 and 5:08.
Schedule's really open. I'm happy to come in early, so no problem.
Yeah.
Enjoy your show.
When do you think he's going to do this?
I don't know.
No clue.
You would think it would be soon, though.
But it won't be today. It's a game day. Yeah. And it won't be Friday because it's a game day.
Yeah. So he released his first podcast.
Don't they play Friday also?
Thursday. No, they play Thursday.
Oh, today's Tuesday. I'm sorry. I'm a little off.
All I know is as long as he wants to do it after 10 a.m. someday, that's us.
Did you hear his podcast? He did his first
one. Yes, I did.
Top five teams he could win in the West.
Yeah, surprising answers.
Well, we got a new bet. See what you guys think if I got suckered. Gelsiler, he just joined us. He likes what I did. He thinks the Lakers won't finish in the top six.
Who thinks that, Steiny?
Steiny, yeah, we got a bet. And Gelsiler was like, I think they're going to be top six. Will, I know it's some stuff going on, but I'm like, Reeves is balling?
Yeah.
But he won't
41 points and a loss at home to Portland last night.
And 50 to win against that.
I don't know. It's hard to
six.
It's hard to tell because they haven't seen them as a group yet, and I don't know. Like, how engaged is LeBron going to be all year?
Last game, I didn't know if you saw guys were going down to the ground. He was coming off the seat, picking them up. The stuff he should have did against the Warriors that he didn't do.
I mean, look.
Top six. I with Luka and Bron, okay, I got to believe.
But OKC, Aiden? Right?
Yeah, gotcha.
OKC. Denver.
Gotcha.
Warriors.
Gotcha. That's okay. Three.
So that's three.
Okay. Throw Houston in there.
Okay,
that's
fine.
That's four.
Houston. How about Minnesota?
I'm kind of going the other way on them.
You are?
How about San Antonio? I'll give the Spurs.
How about San Antonio?
Then the Clippers.
We're at seven right now.
You're naming a lot of good teams. We haven't even said Dallas.
When's Kyrie coming back for them?
Not soon enough.
Yeah, Clay.
I'm out on Dallas.
But why are you? Go ahead. It ain't a sucker bet by any stretch.
It's not a sucker bet.
Okay.
No.
Well, what'd you bet?
I think it's a fair bet.
Yeah.
I think, in fact, I think
it's rare for you to make a fair bet. With
exactly. Yeah, most people. All. I think most people would take your side of this bet.
Yeah. BG did, but they're skeptical a bit.
Would they?
If we get regular LeBron, we've seen forever.
What are the odds right now?
No, it's just even.
Minus
250. But
they rank where in the Western Conference in terms of odds?
In terms of championship odds, or
just whatever?
Yeah, they're plus 1500, so they're behind. And this is according to ESPN. They're behind 1, 2, 3, 4. They're the fifth team on the board.
Okay.
So they're still ahead of Minnesota.
They're ahead of Golden State also. And this is ESPN bet futures to win the NBA Finals.
Hey, we talked about Kuminga all summer long or all off season. It's early, but I love what I see from the team. But outside of Jonathan Kuminga, is there anything basketball related surprising you about this version of the Warriors? Because I feel like it's a continuance of what they did in the regular season last year. But I love the Kuminga element. But other than that, this looks like status. I love it.
He looks great. If you're asking it in that way, what else is surprising? The next answer that comes to me is Will Richard. Surprising.
All right.
And I know you guys, you liked him all summer. But my God, he looks seasoned already. I mean, we're four games in.
That's a good call.
So that's surprising. But the other, I guess the larger sort of way to answer that, and this is something I kind of wanted to talk about off the top of our show, strength in numbers looks like it's back.
We said it today.
Steph Curry does not need to put everything and everyone on his back every night. And I think that how could that not be the key to the entire thing?
Just the sixth time in his career that four players on his team scored 20 or more, and he wasn't one of them.
Amazing.
Sixth time in his entire career.
We talked about it earlier.
I'm not saying that he was out there chilling, but if you can play and not have that burden of offense on you.
The house don't burn down if you don't cook.
And you're still able to go out there, and that was kind of an Ottoman game. I mean, Memphis was never threatening to take you behind the woodshed, and you got up 15 late. And then Draymond mocked, was that Aldama?
The cowboy giddy up.
Yeah. Draymond is so.
Steiny ain't a fan, but I love him.
He's so hilariously obnoxious. It's absolute. I can't even.
Like, but you admit it's obnoxious.
Of course it's obnoxious. I bet he would admit that it's obnoxious.
He of course,
it's completely
it's
obnoxious.
Yes. And he's standing behind him. He's shooting the free throw, and he's about 7 feet behind. And you know he's already like, oh, yeah, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. Don't miss him. Don't miss the second one, too, Santi. Don't miss them both now. And then he misses it.
Obnoxious.
Right into the giddy up.
You could read his lips right away when he was yelling at the refs when the whole thing started. And he was just like, that's soft as bleep. And he said it like 8 times. Yeah. And I was kind of like,
Jaren
you know
Jackson
what?
Jaren Jackson, go somewhere, sit down.
He's kind of right. Like, for the coach, put it this way. Call a flagrant, take your two shots, whatever. But for everybody to lose their mind on the Memphis bench, I've seen a thousand things.
No doubt.
He caught him.
Yeah. Like he did. No, and then when he realized
him,
they were acting
held him.
He was like, I'm going to let you sit.
Like, for the coach to come running on the floor, dude, sit down.
That was an easy garden variety flagrant one.
Like, no big
hand
deal.
Hand on the shoulder. Yeah. Swipe across. Not
that was
to the
other
head,
frustration about what was going on in the game. Yeah. That was,
you know,
that was
then,
weak.
But then he held him.
If that was a.
He tried to.
Yeah,
if
he held
was 1985,
him.
That would have been a nothing burger.
Completely.
The teams wouldn't even have fought after that.
No.
Wow.
That was a little surprising to me that they reacted that way.
That's great.
you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. What was the play after that? I actually thought there was a play after that that might have been more of a flagrant where he wanted a walk and a guy fell down and he just, Spencer?
It was Spencer.
And I was like, oh my God, that's a flagrant.
But he's kind of right though. Like Spencer slipped first and then Draymond kind of came down on him.
Pounced
he
on
wanted
him.
To travel. and then they reviewed it. They changed it to in the act of shooting and gave him free throws. Like they had called a foul. And they were just going to do side out, and then they reviewed it and came up with in the act of shooting and put him on the free throw line.
Santee was not the same after that. He was done.
It works.
And that's
what Draymond will always fall back on.
And how many of their Draymonds are there in the league now? I told Stan, I feel like he's a
unicorn.
Dylan Brooks is
a Draymond. Because yesterday
can
we talked
find
about
one more?
Is Memphis a rival, and we don't think so anymore because they don't have Dylan the villain.
But that's a great call, Dylan.
And he's not the defensive player. No. He's not the player that Draymond
is.
But
he meets the criteria of the club.
Absolutely.
Does Marcus Smart?
Well, he used
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean,
on the opener, he pinned Curry's arm to his body.
He could have messed his labrum up.
Yes, he
could. So that's three. That's a good two good ones.
But neither of them, like we're talking about in terms of the agitator. But, like, those two guys are not as effective at what they do as basketball
There's
players.
There's your guy, was it Yogi Stewart? The guy
Stewart?
Or Isaiah
Stewart? From
Isaiah Stewart,
yeah.
But he's not even
a basketball player.
No, but he's out
that's
there.
That's just a dude that's hired to come
he
out there.
He tried to get at LeBron.
You're talking about who are the instigators. Yeah. And the thing about Draymond is he's so talented, and yet he's also on that short list of those guys.
But he's like Gary Payton. He needs that talk and smack because he gets better at it, and some go the other way. I always thought Payton, that helped Payton.
Yeah.
He needed
that. If you're the glove and you come out and you tell somebody you're not scoring tonight and then you held them scoreless for a long time, it's got to permeate the brain.
Draymond is loved by this Warrior family. And
no doubt
cannot be loved by anyone else.
There you go.
I mean, everybody has. This is not a new take, but you'd hate Draymond if you played on a different team.
And that's a compliment, Willard.
Yep.
How many innings did you watch of the World Series, baby?
I watched probably the last seven or so, because you know you start out with the football game, and I was on Washington.
So you ain't multi-screening it yet?
No, not really. It wasn't that serious last night, and the Washington game was going a certain way, and so I switched to my phone to follow your fantasy matchup. And
dude!
Who won? I didn't even say who won.
By half a point.
120, hey, Will, 120.70 to 120.14.
And you left 26-point Tampa defense on your bench and played no D?
It might cost him the all.
You deserve to lose. You really do.
So I went from watching that on TV to just following on the phone because I was fascinated.
Yep.
And then you put the Warrior game on, and once it came on, and so you're watching the Warriors, and it's like, oh, man, this thing is so dramatic. And you go up and you get in bed after you clean the kitchen, and it's like, oh, my God, this World Series is still going on. You
There's
pop
something
it on
about,
and
yeah.
now you end up staying up an extra hour and a half, and you're one eye in it as you get close to midnight.
There's something about the intentional walk that's, I got to be careful with my verbiage here. Not sissified, but weak. Like, I don't want anybody to be a victim of their greatness. And well, I'm going to say this.
Barry was.
In my 20s and early 30s, I was Sammy Sosa of softball. So I would show up to tournaments. I was a hired gun. And they would say, sir, you only can hit one homer. Oh, see you later. I don't know how to play if I have to go to the plate not swinging for the fence. So I would leave if it wasn't multiple homers because I can't study. I'm going to hit my first one out. And then when I get up, I'll go for a base hit. I'm out. That's not fair. That's how I think Ohtani feels. Let me hit.
If Shohei would like to show up tonight and leave because they won't let him hit more than one homer, I think the Jays would love that. Go ahead. Head to the next tournament, Shohei. Dude. That'd be great. No, look, it's going to spark a national debate all offseason because the Jays aren't going to pitch to him for the rest of this series.
He'll pitch
to
them tonight.
Yep.
That dude's pitching.
But like, this will spark, because it does, in some way, it falls into all of the other things that happen in sports right now. You undid the shift. Why?
Oh.
Right? It's like you're saying, this is how we can defend this person the best, and baseball's going, but it's not entertaining. It's why you can't hit the quarterback.
So you go in there.
That's what this is. And it will spark a national debate. And I would bet if they don't pitch to him the rest of this series, the rule that baseball will institute is there'll be a limit on how many times you can intentionally walk person in one game.
What if this were the Giants in the World Series, seriously, and this was Devers and they did that? Would you guys be more appalled? Or would the energy be of like 1,000 times more?
Not really. I mean, if you look at
that's weak, though.
Behind Ohtani, you've got Mookie Betts. Get a hit, Mook. Yeah, no you doubt. Went one for eight. Behind Mookie, you've got Freddie Freeman. You go Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer. So you can't intentionally walk all three. And Ohtani right now.
So you ain't feeling sorry for him at all.
No.
Also, this is a bigger version of it, but like what this did happen. I went to all seven games of the 0-2 World Series, and the Angels would only pitch to him if he couldn't affect the outcome of the game.
He hit one in Anaheim. It's still going weird.
Remember, I was at Troy Percival's locker when he literally was like, we were up by two runs, so I figured, what the hell? Let's give it a shot and see how far he could hit it. Then he looked at us and he went, he hit it pretty far. but they could. You couldn't win the game that way. But if you could, they wouldn't pitch to him.
Mm.
So this is the next level of it. You know what I mean?
No, that's interesting.
And I guess the home run that tied the game, because I hadn't switched over. They were trying to walk him.
What you mean?
They're pitching around him. Pitching around him,
and the reliever got too much of the plate on one of the supposed to be balls.
Come on.
And Ohtani hit it in the left field bleachers. So why? Yeah.
Now the legend grows. Come on,
dude,
man.
Dude, pretty it's sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Bonds, 8 home runs in that postseason run, 13 intentional walks, and Ohtani's at 7 and 8 intentional passes now.
Yeah, Barry's
and he's
like,
probably going to catch both.
How many games did Bonds get walked 13 times?
Ohtani 13 games, and Bonds played 17 games.
Okay. And remember, Ohtani essentially played 2 games last night, and the majority of the intentional walks came in just that one game.
Mm. Right. So
he was actually cold at the start of the playoffs, remember?
That's right.
Yeah, remember what happened to that?
One for 25. In Milwaukee. They were like, we got this, dude. Oh, my God, it's just incredible. Yeah, last night was wild, man. We went 2 screens, and I didn't go to baseball until the football game ended. And
so how's 8 o'clock at night?
I actually got an argument with the kids because he's like, put the World Series on. I'm not
how are you two processing the 8 o'clock start tonight? I don't know why I'm fascinated with it.
It's fine for us. The 11-year-old's going to be pissed when I send him to bed at halftime.
So you ain't watching it all,
Oh, of course I am.
No, he's not. Yeah.
Oh, no.
8 o'clock, then.
Looking forward to it. I'm actually doing a little trip on Caltrain pregame to meet with some of the fans who take the train to the
game.
Come on, dude. Yeah, so I got a little field trip planned post-show.
So what, can we watch this?
No, it's going to be audio. You'll definitely be hearing it soon. But we're going to take a little Caltrain trip and get a feel for how much fun that is instead of sitting in traffic.
Wow.
You jump on the train and maybe you find your way to the bar car or do what you need to do and you spill out in downtown San Francisco, south of Market, and you head on down 3rd and you go to a ball game.
Look at him.
It's kind of hard for us to get mad about an 8 o'clock start when in Toronto.
No, I got you.
Their ball game went till 3 in the morning last night.
Wow. I would have been up.
It was 10 minutes to 3 when that thing ended.
A little birdie says Purdy might have a chance to play.
Oh, yeah.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who's your birdie? Is it Steiny?
Those are some sources. Oh,
okay. He's got a chance, but
I was talking to some people
who have been down at practice of late, and he's been limited, but he hasn't been on the field limited. He's been limited, like, with the trainers.
Oh, then that,
he hasn't even been out there, doing things. So
I don't think that bodes
What do you mean?
Like, he hasn't been out there, like, running with the twos, and I'm doing football stuff. He's been, like, working it out on the side. Not even.
Well, there's all the video of him on the field.
Yeah, very sparingly. Okay. The majority of his work has been away. And so I'm less enthused than I was yesterday.
I mean, it was interesting the way he phrased it. He's not a long shot.
I think that was in response to how he phrased it the week before. Someone asked him last week, was it a long shot? And he said, yeah, it's a long shot. And then this week, he's like, it's not a long shot. That's how I took it. But yeah, you're right. I'm like, is that the bar? It's not a long shot. So
I said, Steiny, where does it's unlikely to happen fall between? It's a long, not a long shot. Unlikely to happen.
Yeah.
It's a better odds.
Who's shooting the shot? Is it Steph? Is it Moody?
Well, and the other piece of it is Mac Jones still with the PCL issue in the left knee. Now he's got a bone bruise on the right knee. So you go from one bum knee to two bum knees. And
I got a question for you guys because, there's the, like, who's the healthier QB? What if Purdy's the healthier QB but is still not 100, which is what they want him to be before he returns?
Right.
That's a good question.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, thanks, do you want to pay off some of your
debt today? Get a call.
You want to stick and stay and Billy bank some Idol. Minutes here?
Not right now. Okay, so Draymond to us.
No. You can't do it, Steady.
Well, I mean,
stand on.
We're gonna take it one day at a time. Show, it's 2:12 right now.
All right.
I think these guys are gonna have a change of heart.
We're gonna go ahead and clock your crossover debt. We'll mark the tape.
Wow. And I'll say goodbye to you guys right now because I probably won't see you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
Wow.
We'll let you know if you get the green light.
Boy, so if you go rogue,
I'm gonna keep playing along.
It gets even more expensive, you know?
Okay.
You know, kind of like when you cancel the day of an appointment?
Oh, I never do that.
Well, but if you do, you get
That's why
fine.
I gave you 24 hours.
Well, no, actually, we gave you 24 hours. We're going to need an answer.
And we're going to get that answer.
You're going to get it. On 95.
Seven again. Maybe on our phones tonight. We'll see.
Yay!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.